on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm John Best with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. The New World Report. We've mentioned the Chile wildfires with a very large death rate right now, still counting. And then there are the wildfires, the professor tells me, that are also striking Colombia. There's drought behind these wildfires, and there's drought in the Amazon, so that you can see photographs taken by drones of a channel empty with the boats that were there sitting on the mud on the bottom all the way up as far as you can see from the drone shot. And then there, we've already reported on the drought in Panama disrupting traffic, global economy, because the container ships have to offload on one side and pick it up on the other. They can't go through with their full load. And then we have the wildfires that have been reported these last years in the West. And now we have these what are called atmospheric rivers striking Southern California, so that Beverly Hills itself is at risk of sliding into the mud piles. All of that, it's an El Nino year, and that comes now and again, and we have severe storms. There's only so much water in the atmosphere, and it has to go somewhere. Sometimes it gangs up. However, is it drought? Is it climate change? This isn't something for the long term. This is for now. And Professor, we have a couple of minutes here. Are the people of the Americas, the leadership, are they focusing on these incidents, the wildfires, the drought, the overwhelming breakdown in infrastructure that follows that? Are they focused on this as something we need to mitigate right now? Or are they looking for the long term, the pledges that are made about greenhouse gases? How are they approaching it? We have a couple of minutes.
Well, John, there's been some interesting articles and studies done on this. To what degree do people focus on individual events and the causes for individual events versus kind of the broader set of causes? And to what degree does that lead to political action or orientation on climate? And I think certainly increasingly this understanding that with global warming, at least 1.5 degrees has been established, that you have an increase in severe weather events, including the extended or deepened El Niño, La Niña effects, with warmer ocean currents, which lead to severe droughts in some places and severe flooding in some places. And again, we've seen this now for a couple of years and some real economic costs. We recall that the droughts in Argentina 2 years ago led to the dramatic loss of a lot of their export crop, which probably impacted Argentine elections. Now we're seeing the drought in the northeast of Brazil and in some parts of Colombia leading to wildfires there and a loss of mobility in the interior of
Brazil.
We
have 30 seconds, Professor. 30 seconds.
Yeah. But to date, the posture of much of the region has been people like Lula da Silva focus on the protection of forests and really looking for the developed world to provide climate mitigation compensation to help to weather that. In the Caribbean, it means resistance against the effects of sea level rise and the effects of tropical storms, seawalls and things like that. In South America, it's other issues such as compensation for not drilling for petroleum in the case of Ecuador, or helping to protect the forest in places like Brazil. So there's some desire to try to recognize this issue and look for at least help from the developed nation, although some question of whether the money from developed nations for what the developing ones are asking for will be forthcoming or not. And the answer is probably not.
Professor Evan Ellis, I'm John Best.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.